The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours. 2 hour special. Radiation 101. And if you've got questions that you'd like to ask your instructor about radiation, myths, if you'd like to know about building your own shelter, if you'd like to know about calibration, if you'd like to know about radiation detection equipment, if you'd like to know what it's really all about, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. James Todd's with us. James Todd is going to be talking about radiation for 2 hours today, 2 hour special. So please share this with friends and family. And you might want to go to Ron Gibson's YouTube channel, or you might want to go to Republic Broadcasting's archives, or you might want to go to GCN's listen line, which is 605-477-3249, or you might want to go to the GCN archives, gcnlive.com, search for USA Prepares, and you'll find the archives, and you can download them there for free. We're delighted to be broadcasting about radiation, and James Todd's with us. Welcome, James Todd.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
James, you know, here's something I noticed. Top of the hour news mentioned it. Mitsubishi lied about fuel economy numbers for 625,000 cars. Okay? And they've lied about the fuel economy since the middle of 2013. And they admitted that they've been lying to us for 25 years. Now, they're not the only ones lying. Okay? Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz admitted that they manipulated the emissions testing. So what we're finding out is these major companies that we used to trust really are not all that trustworthy. And that ties directly to what we're going to talk about today as well, which is radiation. So we've been told, oh, it's just steam. Don't worry about it. Three Mile Island, it's just gas. It's just steam. Don't worry about it. And then we find out later on, 10 years later, that there are cancers in the families of the downwinders. So today we're going to be talking about the truth about radiation and what you need to know. James, where would you like to start? Would you like to start with a radioactive accident that you participated in firsthand?
I guess that would be a good place to start. I was working for a medical school, and we were investigating mitochondria, which is a part of a muscle cell that really activates the muscle and causes it to contract. And so the mitochondria part of the cell, we were separating that out, and we were also, another group that was in the same laboratory was testing using live animals. And most of the radioactive material we were using was either radioactive calcium or radioactive phosphates. And those two things are also present in the human body. And one of the characteristics of radioactive material is that it doesn't react differently than a normal calcium or normal phosphate in the body. And the body can't tell that it's radioactive. And so it's very important that you not ingest it or you not breathe it or anything, because the body will incorporate it into your bones and into other parts of your body, not knowing that it's not good for it. And so the radioactive accident occurred when one of the female lab workers was getting ready to inject a rat in the hot cell. And as what happened, it can happen, the rat bit down on her finger really hard at the same time she was preparing to release a bunch of solution through a syringe into the rat. And unfortunately, she missed the rat. And so the solution sprayed the hot cell. And so that created a spill that we had to deal with. And so that was a problem. And one of the other problems that most people do not know about is that if you're dealing with material of that nature, a lot of times gamma radiation detection is not an option because alpha and beta emissions is what you're concerned about. And normally you wouldn't be concerned about them, except this material can be incorporated into your body. And so, therefore, we had to clean the hot cell. The people involved had to dispose of their outer garments, and they had to be removed and put in containers and as a radioactive waste. And then we had to clean the cell. And then we had to, what is really a pain, is take little pieces of cotton-type material and swab the cell at different places and put those into little vials with acetylation fluid and run it through an acetylation counter. And the cell was not considered clean until the acetylation counts was back to background levels. And unfortunately, one part of the floor we could never get completely clean, and so we ended up having to cover that part of the floor because we could never get it back to background levels. And that's a big problem with radioactive material. Sometimes it's really, really hard to clean once you have a spill, which, of course, leads to Fukushima. We're getting lots of radiation from them, and no one is talking about it, but it's really hard on the Pacific Ocean, and it's just really bad, and I don't think that the people involved really want to clean it up. They don't even have any way to handle it. Their robots are being destroyed. They can't handle the high-intensity radiation that's there. And so I looked up the Fukushima complexes and the other radioactive sites, the other nuclear sites where they were making steam and making power. And I noticed that all the sites that I looked at, all the pictures of the various reactor buildings and stuff, none of them had seawalls. Not a single one of them had seawalls. You could see a really nice, pretty picture of the whole site, and there was no real big seawall to protect against any kind of a tsunami or anything from the ocean. And so I think that probably the people who made these various reactors possibly made some major errors by not providing better protection. But unfortunately, there's nothing that can be done now, I don't think.
James, when the Fukushima event happened, I sit on the air the very next day. I was hearing lots of reports. It's okay. It's just steam. You know, don't worry about it. It's just hydrogen. I said something like this. Who in their right mind would be in a boat, let's say a mile offshore, off the Japan shore, and say, you know, why don't we just litter the coastline here with some nuclear reactors? Why don't we just do that? That's a great place to put them. Who in their right mind would do that?
Well, they were concerned about getting easy, cheap cooling water for their reactors. And so the ocean is nice and big, and it's got lots of cooling water, and they're on islands. And so they chose to use the ocean for their cooling towers and their cooling water. And they didn't put their backup generators far enough away and protect them well enough that they wouldn't be swamped over by a tidal wave. And so
and how could they not
engineering deal?
How could they not think about a tidal wave? How could they not think about a tsunami? How could they not think about an earthquake? How could they not think about where do we dispose of this waste product from these nuclear reactors. How is that? How is it possible that we don't think of these things? I mean, you know, if you buy an automobile and you realize that you have to change the engine oil every once in a while. Okay, so now when you change the engine oil, that means you take out the old oil. Now, what do you do with the old oil? It's as simple as thinking about it like that. What do you do with it? Well, if it's so dangerous to all life forms on Earth, why would you even mess with this? I guess that's the question.
The bottom line is money. They could make a nuclear reactor that would have one-tenth of the high-energy waste is those reactors by using thorium. And this was known way back at the Manhattan Project that thorium reactors were better. And I understand I watched India start up one of their thorium reactors. And a thorium reactor is not vulnerable to having a terrorist use the material for a bomb because none of the material in a thorium reactor is bomb-grade material. And the price of the fuel is much cheaper because you have to have thorium ore and you just smelt it into thorium metal and make it into pellets and put it in the reactor. Very cheap. You don't have to have ultracentrifuges, all the other stuff that you need for uranium. And so, but the bottom line is you can't get very much money selling thorium fuel. It's too cheap. And they're looking at the money. And also, if you use sodium salt as your coolant on the reactor, which has been tested, you don't need a containment building. All you need is a really good power switch. And you want to shut down the reactor, you throw the power off, and the heaters turn off, and the sodium salt mixture freezes up, and nothing happens. And so it's a much, much better deal if you're going to produce energy. If you're going to produce electricity, that's much, much better. But no one
wants
to do it.
James Todd, what I'm hearing between the lines is the military-industrial complex did not like a thorium reactor because they couldn't get bomb-grade material out of it. Is that right?
Correct. You win a $64 million question.
James Todd with us. And I'm excited to be broadcasting with James Todd about radiation. And as part of this class, we're going to learn how to build our own shelter with hand tools. Yeah. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry! Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is Radiation 101. James Todd is with us. And James, we're talking about this segment number one. We're talking about this accident that happened in the lab. And let me see if I understand. So there was this radioactive substance that was in a syringe. The syringe missed the animal, and it squirted on the floor. Is that correct?
It squirted all the way across the room. It was airborne, and then some of it hit the floor, some of it hit the walls. Some of it hit, as a vapor hit people with lab coats on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there was more than one person in the room at the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think these kind of accidents happened more than we know?
Well, I don't think this accident wasn't even publicized, and so I'm sure that there's a lot of accidents happen, in particular in medical facilities where they're doing testing and using radioactive material. They don't talk about it. I worked really long hours, and at the end of my shift to test out the mitochondria, I had to do work with radioactive material from 12 o'clock midnight till about 3 in the morning. Is when I was usually doing that.
So my question, James Todd, is that if this radioactive liquid went across the room, hit the wall, the floor of people, and you couldn't remove it, and then what do you do when you want to remove it? But if you couldn't remove it, it just got sealed into the floor?
Well, what we did was we basically took swabs of the floor, and the one place, it was about probably 2 square feet, couldn't be cleaned. And so we just simply covered it over so that it wouldn't be getting on anybody. We just covered that part of the floor over with another covering.
Okay, so this is a This is a school facility, an educational facility, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then...
It's a medical school.
Okay, so then my next question is, how long is this dangerous? What would the half-life be?
Well, it depends on the material that was sprayed as to what the half-life is. Normally, it's not all that long. It's just usually, just a few months.
Okay. Well, my concern was if it were longer than that, then what would happen is, you know, when you go to demolish that building, that material becomes, you know, airborne. You know, when the building is demolished, and then what happens, you know, to the workers? And I guess my concern is I'm thinking about not just this accident, but all the radioactive sprays that have landed on all the floors, walls, you know, people, linens, all of that, all over the world. What happens to that material, to the unsuspecting? Like, let's say someone goes into a hospital room where there was an accident like that, and there's a young child, and he's sliding across the floor, and he puts his fingers in his mouth.
Well,
those are concerns to me.
That wouldn't happen because the experiment, the Atomic Energy Commission requires that if you're using military levels of radioactive material, you have to have it in a hot cell that's been licensed by the Atomic Energy Commission for the use of that kind of material. And so this would not be in the hospital portion of the facility. It would have to be in a specialized area with specialized equipment. And so that this is a millicurie level of radioactive material. Microcurie level is lower, and then curie level is the highest. And so this was a mid-level hot cell. And all the people there were trained in dealing with radioactive material, and it was not open to the public or even close to any public area. And everybody knew that this was an area where we used radioactive material because we had signs posted. Mm-hmm. And so they would, no children or no public person would be allowed in this area. In fact, the janitors didn't even want to come in and get our waste trash. We had to set it out in the hall.
Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking about is also the nuclear medicine that goes on at hospitals, so people have these nuclear medicine tests. And they use syringes that are shielded in special containers when they carry them from one place to another. The nurses who inject these radioactive substances in our bodies, they're shielded. And I'm thinking, what happens when they miss the injection site and they spray the floor? That's the kind of thinking I'm...
I don't know. I never dealt with any patients. Mine was all experimental, so I can't address that issue. I hope that they have some procedure available to take care of it.
All right, we'll be right back. James Todd's with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
James Todd's with us. James, would you like to talk about some of the myths surrounding nuclear bombs and nuclear attacks?
Basically, a lot of people feel that if there's a nuclear attack, everybody will be killed, and that will be the end of civilization as we know it. But that isn't quite true. If the people do a little bit of preparing themselves, a vast number of people will be saved. And so people should need to know that there's some things that you can expect. People have talked about EMPs. That's true. It doesn't matter whether the blast is a surface blast, an air blast, or a subsurface blast. it will take out electrical equipment. And some of the things that you need to know about is the warning, for example. You might have as short a time as 20 to 40 minutes between a missile launch and a resulting first explosion. And so you need to be aware of the fact that you don't have a whole lot of time. And if you observe an explosion and you see a white, blue light, you don't want to look at it just very quickly. You need to get behind something because that's not a good thing. But it's not going to, if you look at it a little bit, you may be blind up to 40 minutes. If you look at it a lot, why, it's going to burn out the retina in your eye and you're not going to be able to see at all. You'll lose your sight. So it's not a good thing. And so that's one of the things that you need to be aware of. But a lot of people will not be affected too badly because of the things is that it depends on the air. It depends on the weather during that day. If it's clear weather, you will be able to see that fireball for a long distance. But if it's a cloudy day or if it's raining or something else is happening, it won't be quite that far. You won't be able to see it like that. But the first thing will happen, of course, is the blinding flash of light. And then the second thing will be the fireball. And this is intense heat. Millions of degrees. And a lot of people, if they don't seek some kind of cover, the problem will be there'll be a lot of people burned because that fireball, even though it's maybe 25 miles away or more, if it's a big enough explosion, it can burn them from that distance because it's so intense the heat. And so you need to be behind something. And they've noticed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, people that were behind something, partially behind something, and part of their body was exposed. The part that was exposed was intensely burned, and the part that was behind something was not. And you can get behind something pretty quickly. The other thing that people don't realize is that a lot of the casualties was not due to the radiation and was not due to the fireball. It was the third whammy, as they say, of what happens, and that's the air blast. About 30 seconds after the explosion, well, then there's going to be a shock wave, and it's going to be like an earthquake, and it's going to be pretty horrific, and it will go through, and it will tear up a lot of buildings, a lot of structures, and a lot of people will be killed from shards of glass and parts of buildings being blown apart when that happens, when the air blast goes through, and then it will come back through a second time, going back the other direction, and so that will be the setback. Blast. And all those things will happen long before you have to deal with radiation. So what is radiation? Everybody talks about it, but what is it? Well, the fireball is millions of degrees. It's hot as the surface of the sun. And what it does is it vaporizes dirt and dust and rock and whatever gets thrown up around. It's vaporized. Actually, it forms, no one talks about it, but it really forms a plasma, which is the fourth stage of matter. You got solid, liquid, gas, and then you got plasma. And actually, it forms a plasma, but it doesn't stay a plasma very long at all, just a very short time, and then it solidifies again, and so some of the parts of the nuclear bomb get incorporated into some of the dust particles. And so it forms stuff that's about the size of a piece of rice or a grain of sand, and it's solid again. And it's sort of glass-like in material. A lot of it is. And that's the fallout. And so after a blast, why, the radiation level may be very, very high. It may be 1,000 Rankins an hour, and which would kill everybody. But it's not uniform. If you got winds blowing from the west and you're west of the blast, why, if you're not very close, you may not get any radiation. And the size of the wind direction and the size of the blast will determine how wide the swath of radiation is. And in addition to that, there's three things that you need to realize about radioactivity that are very important to determine whether you survive or whether you don't. One is shielding. What can you get between you and the radioactive material that's fallout? A shielding and time. And what would be the third thing? Do you know?
Okay, you said shielding, time.
Yeah.
You're talking about exposure? You talking about exposure?
Yeah. And so the time that you're exposed makes a big deal, a difference. And so what happens is if you have 1,000 Rentgens of radiation coming out at the time of the blast, within 7 hours, it drops to 1/100th of that, roughly. And it drops at a pretty high rate. And so by the time, if you can find a place, say for 14 days, you probably are going to be in pretty good shape. But one of the things you got to remember when you're finding shelter is there's a situation called ground shock. And that's when I was talking about the fact that the a shockwave came through. Well, ground shock can be a problem, and air snap can be a problem. Even if you're in a shelter, the whole shelter is going to expand and contract really quick, faster than you can move. And so that's air snap. And if you're right there next to the ceiling or next to a wall, you're in bad shape because ground shock and air snap could be a problem. You can get hurt. And so you need to be in the middle of the shelter in a hammock, or you need to be a nice soft mattress in the middle of the floor to avoid that. So that's one thing. To build a shelter, you've got two types of shelters you got to worry about. One shelter, depending on where you're at, one shelter would be a blast shelter that would protect you from a nuclear blast, provided you're not at ground zero or close to ground zero. In Nagasaki and Hiroshima, there was long tunnels, and there was air raid shelters. And some of the people that went into the air raid shelters were in the blast area where everything was destroyed, but their shelter protected them. But they had blast doors. If you don't have blast doors on your shelter and you've got a blast shelter and you know no doors, well, you've got real problems because you're not going to make it. The problem is that the shock wave can have an overpressure of up to 65 pounds per square inch. And if you experience that, you're not going to survive. But there has been people experience 25 pounds per square inch of shock wave, and they've survived. And so it depends on how heavy the shockwave is, but there are ways to build shelters that can withstand the 65 pounds of shockwave. They did test one shelter that I'm going to talk about later that survived 52 pounds of pressure, overpressure from the shockwave. And so it can be done, but you have to prepare. And so that's the whole nature of the beast. You have to prepare, and you have to have some idea what you need to do. So there's one type of there's several types of shelters that include shelters that are built with concrete and brick and that kind of thing, and they're very permanent shelters, but they're also very expensive to build. And they a lot of people spend maybe at least $400 or $500 for an air filtration system for it, and all the amenities. You can spend thousands of dollars on a shelter if you want to. And the poor people that don't have a lot of money, that's pretty much out of their price range. And so a lot of poor people figure that, well, if there's a nuclear attack, well, I can kiss my rear end goodbye, that there's no way that I can survive it because I can't spend thousands of dollars on a shelter when I don't know even for sure that there's going to be a nuclear attack. I mean, you're just wondering. And so what do you do? Well, to find a source of good information, Dare to Prepare by Holly Dino, Delano, whatever. She gives a lot of good information, and if you have the money to build a good expensive shelter, she has plans in there for it. But if you're not very wealthy and you don't have a whole lot of money, at least I found some shelters that are within range of a local farmer. And they're book three of the Red Dog Nuclear Survival Series called Nuclear War Survival Skills. And they've got about four or five different sets of plans for shelters that you can build with just a chainsaw and a shovel and a pick and a few local items. You need to have a lot of bed sheets or plastic, and they have really a good thought-out way of building shelters. And I hear the music.
Yep. James Todd's with us, and I have a copy in my hands. I'm looking at it right now. Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. That's Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, D-E-Y-O. And her husband, Stan Deo, has been on this book. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, this is Radiation 101. James Todd, you mentioned Holly Deo. And her husband, Sandeo, is a USA Prepares instructor. He's been on the air with us many times. And I just got off the phone with her. I called her up during the break. And I asked her the current price if the book that you're describing is in stock. And here's what she told me. First of all, the book is 632 pages. It's 8.5 by 11. It is a wealth of information. It really is. And she said that as a favor to us, she will autograph them. So, class, if you'd like a copy of the book that we're talking about, it is a preparedness encyclopedia. It really is. It's huge. It's the size of a Manhattan phone book almost, or a Sears Roebuck catalog when they were at the heyday. Here's the phone number to call, 719-547-9100. 719-547-9100. And you can mention that you heard about it at USA Prepares and ask her to autograph it, and she will. And she'll send it right to you. Or you can buy it on Amazon.com. But if you want an autographed copy, just call 719-547-9100. And you'll probably talk with Holly Deo, the author herself. She's agreed to come on the air with us, and as soon as she's finished with her next book, which is Prophetic End Times and Current Events, as soon as she's done with that, she will be on the air with us. So I just wanted to share that little bit of information. Mark in Missouri, you're on with James Todd. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, this is Mark. Hi, Vincent.
Hey.
Hey, I had three comments I wanted to talk to you about. The first one was all the cars that were manufactured in Japan during the time of the crisis of Fukushima, and the ones that were manufactured and sold in the United States. Do you think it would be a good idea for people to get a detector if they got one of those cars?
Great question. Great question. James?
Well, probably if you've got one of those cars, you've probably already been contaminated if there was anything there. And so it may be the horse may be already out of the barn because of that. I don't know that it would benefit you now to get a detector because if you've ridden in the car and everything, the stuff that you've touched just about everything you're going to touch. And I think what I would do if it was me is before I invested in a detector for that specific reason, I would find out which city was manufacturing the particular vehicle you had and see how close it was to Fukushima.
Well, I know that...
James,
I have
a thought on this, and... you know, I get packages from United Parcel Service, UPS, Federal Express, and, you know, the U.S. Mail, just as everyone else does. And according, in line with Mark from Missouri's question, do we need to be concerned about, you know, the dust and debris and residue and scuff marks that are left on these vehicles that transport packages from all over the world? Are we... And, well, another thing is used recycled cardboard, you know. It's been recycled like 14 different times. Are we concerned about that? And in the line of thinking that Mark has, should we have a detector just for everything? Food, everything that we buy, go near, sit in somebody's vehicle, you know, get in a cab, all those things.
Well, the problem is most detectors only register gamma radiation. And the other thing you need to be aware of is the fact that most materials, which is a part of the nuclear thing, most materials, most dirt and dust won't stay radioactive very long at all because they are organic material. They're carbon forms, and unless they're really irradiated heavy, they won't stay radioactive very long. And that was one of the things that I wanted to mention on the fact you don't have to stay in a shelter much longer than 14 days usually because the radiation level, even from a nuclear blast, drops pretty significantly, pretty quickly.
Mark, did you want to hold through the top of the hour news and commercial announcements and stay with us for the rest of your questions?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Mark's going to stay with us. I'm Vin Finelli. James Todd's with us. Radiation 101, Part 2, coming up right after Top of the Hour News and Commercial Announcements. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.